With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Secretary of State Lena McCullough called a press conference in her office Wednesday to reassure voters that Montana's election is not being rigged.
This talk is not only irresponsible, it is woefully misinformed and is meant to create distrust and doubt in a system that has been in place and successful for centuries.
McCullough, an elected Democrat, says she hasn't heard talk in Montana of a system-wide election rigging, although that kind of talk has come from the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Last week, Montana Republicans expressed concern about voter fraud in the state. Party Chairman Jeff Esmond says those concerns are in part a result of remarks made by Trump.
I definitely think that the fact that he raised the issue at the national level has raised people's awareness.
Esmond says he's worried about the Democratic Party offering to deliver absentee ballots for voters, which has been going on for years. The Democratic Party says it does help people turn in their absentee ballots for convenience. And McCullough says Republicans have done that too. Esmond denies that, and says that although delivering ballots is legal, that doesn't make it right. Last week, the state GOP set up a hotline to help people confirm their absentee ballots were reaching election offices. A GOP spokesperson says about 24 people have used the hotline, and the party confirmed that all voter ballots were received by county election officials. GOP Chairman Jeff Esmond says he's also worried that students who come to Montana from other states could be voting more than once.
I'm concerned about whether they're voting at home and then registering and voting again, you know, here in Missoula or Bozeman.
Esmond says it's a concern, but didn't point to any evidence of double voting happening in Montana. Secretary of State Lena McCullough says there are systems in place to prevent people from voting more than once.
Our county election administrators send out to other states when people move, and then other states send in to us when people have moved into the state. So that's, you know, that's a huge way that we can make sure. But mostly our state database makes sure that people cannot vote more than one time in Montana.
McCullough says that people with reports of voter fraud should submit them through the Montana Fair Election Center. We'll have a link to that on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.